Defense Secretary Ash Carter has laid out a series of proposed management reforms for the Defense Department's top brass. Now that they've had time to digest this information, some experts think Carter wasn't daring enough in his efforts. Federal News Radio's Scott Massioni spoke with analysts about Carter's plan.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter says he's trying to bring the Defense Department into the future with a series of new reforms. Those reforms are supposed to be seen as a sequel to the Goldwater-Nichols Act, which overhauled DoD's organization in the 1980s. Now, Carter is trying to make the Defense Department work for current threats and accommodate the world of cyber. Carter's reforms include increasing the responsibilities of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, simplifying command and control structure, and reducing the number of members on a senior advisory board for acquisition. A number of defense experts say, yeah, that will help, but not by much. Here's Lexington Institute's Vice President Dan Gouret.
The problem with most of this, honestly, is it's still tinkering. So the example we just had was you're cutting 4 stars to 3 stars. We are going to reduce the size of the Defense Acquisition Board. Nothing in this was fundamental. We're going to cut out some reporting requirements. There are 14 major reporting requirements for the program to get through a milestone. So we'll reduce it to what? 12, 11. This was not bold. Now, bold may be a hard thing for any administration to do in its last year. Right. And so one thing can perhaps give him a pass on that. But clearly much more needs to be done because we do need to figure out a way to get our systems in place, new technologies deployed much, much faster. And all this is going to do is, you know, cut a few people out and cut a little time out. It's not really, unfortunately, but understandably, bold enough.
Senior advisor at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, Mark Kansian, says Carter is cautiously rolling out reforms. During his speech last week, Carter reminded the audience that the Goldwater-Nichols legislation took 4 years to create. Carter also has to take into account the fact that next month, Congress will be releasing a set of its own reforms that are likely to go much further than the ones Carter's just laid out. Here's Kansian.
It probably won't be enough to satisfy Senator McCain. Senator McCain is the one who has launched all of this. The understanding is that he wants to make some big changes before the next election cycle, because his concern is that a year from now, he may not be chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee if the Senate were to flip. So he needs to do something now, and he wants to do something big. So that's why I think that what Carter has proposed, though sensible, is not going to be enough to satisfy McCain, and that when the Armed Services Committee marks up its bill and we see what an off bill looks like, there are going to be some things that go way beyond what Carter has recommended.
A memo first obtained by Federal News Radio outlined some of the recommendations the Defense Department went through in choosing its reforms. Those included elevating U.S. Cyber Command to a full combatant command and creating joint reviews of major acquisition programs. Still, experts think some ideas might be helpful despite Carter's cautious tone. For example, Carter wants to cut the number of board members on the Defense Acquisition Board, also called the DAB. Here's Gouret to explain what the board does and why cutting it could help.
There are major milestones in programs as you go from development through engineering work, through early production and testing, and then full rate production. And each of those, there is a set of decisions that have to be made, approvals, if you will. And the Defense Acquisition Board, the DAB, does that. So you essentially, if you're a program, you have to go before the DAB several times in order to be approved to move forward to the next stage. Well, that is in itself a laborious process. A lot of paperwork, a lot of reporting, a lot of evidence. But then you have to essentially get to the proper place within the DAB. That is, people have to essentially acknowledge that they're going to go forward with this or they're going to move in some direction on the program before you make any progress. So in a sense, the DAB is the great gatekeeper, as the Secretary did say. And the size of the DAB and the complexity of the DAB is part of what has delayed programs and caused things to take years to get through to production.
Members of the board are made up of people from DoD components like operational test and evaluation or systems engineering. But not everyone thinks cutting board members would be a good thing. Here's former DoD acquisition chief and professor emeritus at the University of Maryland, Jack Gansler.
I personally want to listen to as many voices as you can get. in a DAB meeting, and you want a lot of different views. You don't want just one person's views, and otherwise you don't hear different perspectives. And so I'm not sure that it'll speed up the process. On the other hand, it's a matter of who's making the decisions. And if the decisions are being made on the basis of acquisition for lower cost, faster response, that's probably something that I don't see how the adding more people to the DAB really affects that.
But one of the biggest critiques is that Carter didn't go enough in his acquisition reforms. We heard Goree say earlier how cutting the DAB and reducing paperwork might help a little, but they're not fundamental changes. Brian Clark of the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments says Carter missed one of the biggest acquisition issues in DoD, the development of requirements for new weapons. Right now, it takes 2 years of analysis to establish a set of requirements for a program. Those requirements might be how fast the weapon must go or what size it needs to be. But that process is used for everything from F-22s to a handgun. Here's Clark on the requirements process.
We end up within a program that gets extended, delayed, costs more in the end, and may not even deliver on the capabilities it was aspiring to have in the first place. So that kind of acquisition reform in the requirement side needs to be addressed with any attempts to reform Goldwater-Nichols, because it was put in place by Goldwater-Nichols. But the secretary didn't talk at all about addressing the requirements process. He talked all about, in my mind, nibbling at the edges of acquisition management.
Other critiques revolved around Carter refusing to consolidate the combatant commands and not addressing the slow acquisition cycle. The memo obtained by Federal News Radio also outlined some areas where DoD was not willing to reform. That included merging the Defense Logistics Agency and U.S. Transportation Command. Another idea that was nixed was the establishment of a general staff. The Armed Services Committees are expected to come out with their defense authorization bills in the next month or so we may see some bigger reforms for the Defense Department if those bills make it into law. In Washington, Scott Massioni, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Read the story and share this interview with colleagues. Go to FederalNewsRadio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.